Hello, welcome to Love and Self-Esteem Podcast with Temitope Anyoyemi. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of this podcast with me. Long time no see. First of all, I want to apologize. I went totally off radar. I was MIA and I am so sorry. I have no excuse. I want to give 1,001 reasons as to how school has been overwhelming and getting in the way. But really, it's not an excuse. So I'm sorry, and I hope you find it somewhere in your heart to forgive me. Okay, so I have 2 announcements to make before I start. The first one being that on the 16th of June, that's last month, this 2021 podcast turned 1 year old. It's so exciting because it feels like yesterday. If you've been following this podcast from the very beginning, you'd notice that the trailer for this podcast actually dropped on the 16th of June 2020. So fast forward to 16th of June 2021 and it's been 1 year already. Like, it's the growth for me, really. And I wanted to give a pep talk on how I'm grateful for, thank you for being with me, sticking with me through it all, through thick and thin, through ups and downs, through the highs and the lows and all of that. But really, thank you so much. You make all of this worth it. And thank you. The second announcement I want to make is that I have something planned out, and you're going to have to stick around to find out. I'm going to be announcing it in the next episode, so yeah, stick around and find out what it is. Is it an announcement? Well, I'm announcing that I have something planned out, so yeah, it's an announcement. Anyway, stick around and find out. That's all. And without any further ado, let's just dive into this. So I'm going to be talking about confrontations and dealing with confrontations, and there are 3 parts to this. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about dealing with confrontations, part 1. The next episode is going to be part 2, and the third episode is going to be conflict resolutions in general, yeah, just to round everything up. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about what to do when you're the one who has been confronted, how to deal with it. And then in the second episode, I'll be talking or addressing how to handle confrontation. So let's say you want to confront somebody and tell them how you feel about something. Yeah, basically. So it is important that I do a contextual clarification, because people assume that confrontations, or people just, when we hear confrontation, the first thing that comes to our head is, oh my god, fight and all of that. But no. According to vocabulary.com, to confront means either to face a situation that makes you uncomfortable, or to say something to someone about something they've done that bothers you. So this is what I'm talking about in this context. To just basically tell somebody how what they've done makes you feel, or how uncomfortable it makes you feel, and all of that. So let me start by giving a story about myself. Backward to 3 years ago, when I was dealing with my self-esteem, basically I used to see confrontations as just arguments and just debates and fights. And whenever I'm confronted, all that comes to my head is, oh my god, this person doesn't like me, or this person has an issue with me as a person. I always translate it to meaning that I am a bad person in general, or stuff like that. And if I'm confronted, the first thing that comes to my head is, how can I get defensive? I always get overly defensive, because to me it's more of a debate. Who has the highest point? Who's going to score the highest point? Who is going to win this? Who's going to beat who? Who's going to, I always try to be right. And it was because in my head, I saw it as a fight, I saw it as a debate, I saw it as the person just trying to attack me, I saw it as a threat, but I saw it as different things. Sometimes it could be as a threat, it could be that the person doesn't like me in general, or stuff like that. So it's either I either avoid it, or I just get overly defensive. And none of which is actually good. And that's why I'm talking about this today. So we can learn together how to properly deal with confrontations. And so the reason why some people actually lack confidence when it comes to confrontation, or just avoid it in general, could be due to past experiences, fear, lack of confidence, especially in dealing with your self-esteem and so on. Some people just, had bad experiences with confrontations that make them just want to avoid it in general. Whilst for some other people, they're scared of the outcome. What is this going to result to? What is it going to be like at the end? For some other people, they have low self-confidence in dealing with confrontations. While some other people just don't have skill or knowledge or an idea of how to go about the whole thing. But why there's some others who are actually just egoistic or egotistic, and those are not the categories of people that I'm addressing today, okay? Deal with your ego, please. Anyway, jokes apart. But confrontations, or rather how you handle confrontations, is so important, because in some way it could either make or destroy your self-confidence in handling subsequent confrontations. Yeah, the first thing is to be conscious of your thought patterns. How do you feel about confrontations? What goes through your mind when you're being confronted, and then deal with it. As was the case with me, confrontation seemed more like an accusation, a threat. So I was always quick to throw up a defense instead of actually just listening and working on making the situation better. For some others, it could be that you see confrontations as people attacking you personally. Also, like was the case with me, some people see confrontation as people saying that they don't like them, or some just translate it to the fact that they're bad people, yeah? But it's important to understand that it's very, very normal for people, for someone to not be comfortable with something that you did. It doesn't necessarily make you a bad person. I mean, we all have our flaws, we have imperfections and all of that. Over the years, I've grown to see confrontations as a growth mechanism, if I could call it that. There are times I randomly just send messages to my friends to ask what area they'd like me to improve on, and you know, stuff like that, because confrontations are more of, this is what you did, and it really, really upset me, really hurts me. It doesn't always translate into you being a bad person in general, neither does it translate into them hating or disliking you, yeah? So albeit hard, you have to be willing to kind of remove yourself, in quotes, from the equation, to understanding that this is how they're feeling, and how you can just apologize, and you know, you both can make the situation better. And hey, I'm not saying this with the idea that, okay, it's always going to be easy. Believe me, I know it's not. But how we handle confrontation is super, super important in our everyday relationships. So it becomes necessary for us to, you know, learn how to handle it the right way. You have to be conscious of when you are beginning to have these thought patterns. You know, replace "I can't do this" with "this might be difficult, but I'll try it," or "she hates me," or "I'm a bad person," or, you know, "I can't do anything right," with "this is how they feel about what I did. And while I can work on being better, it doesn't make me a bad person in general." You know, basically just replacing those thoughts with much healthier ones, yeah? Another thing is to deal with fear. And I mean, when I say deal with fear, I don't mean eradicate completely, because truth be told, fear doesn't really go away, right? It's like applying for a job or going for an interview. You're mostly scared of the outcome, but you gotta do what you gotta do, yeah? So while your fears are valid, it is important that you don't, you know, act on them in such a way that you now begin to avoid conflicts and confrontations, because avoiding conflicts does more harm than good, because by the time you sweep everything on the carpet, one day everything explodes, and it can be very, very unhealthy. Plus, I feel like if you don't address fear in one area, it tends to translate in other areas of your life, I guess. So, and if the fear is actually just based on the fact that you wouldn't know how to handle being confronted, as per you wouldn't know what to say or and stuff, you could read books, listen to podcasts, or, you know, conflict resolutions, etc. I mean, this wouldn't tell you exactly what to say, but it will offer tips on handling them the right way, because conflicts would always arise. With siblings, I mean, the one with siblings is a normal, like, it happens almost all the time. With siblings, with your work colleagues, with friends, with your romantic partners. So it becomes very, you know, necessary that you learn how to, you know, handle them. And the last thing here is to keep your emotions in check. Easier said than done, right? Like I said earlier, while being confronted, it is easy to feel threatened, it's easy to feel accused, it's easy to feel like, you know, they just hate you as a person. And as a result of this, you tend to get overly defensive, or, you know, just avoid it in general, none of which is good. So when you have to notice when you feel this way and ask yourself why, and then begin to deal with it. For example, if the reason you get defensive when you're being confronted about a particular thing is because, you know, you've once been wrongly accused of it, you have to make yourself understand that even though how you feel is valid, you're dealing with a different person here, and it wouldn't be fair to project your previous experience on this person. I feel like I'm speaking too much English, but you get the gist, yeah? And remember that when you're being confronted, it is important that you take the feelings of the other person into consideration and not invalidate it. This isn't saying that your own feeling is not valid or how you feel is invalid, But I mean, if you don't like how you're being confronted, you could let the person, if you don't like their choice of words or their mannerisms and their manner of approach, you could let them know. But note that everything I've said here today is in the context of healthy confrontations, please, not unhealthy ones, okay? So yeah, basically it's just important that you put the feelings of the other person into consideration and, you know, just work on making the situation better. It is you saying okay, taking responsibility for your actions and saying okay, I apologize and how can I make this better. It doesn't always translate into them hating you or you being a bad person or, you know, or stuff like that. It's just two people. I mean, it tends to happen, right? You're living with somebody or you just meet somebody because you're two different people coming together from different backgrounds, different value systems. Sometimes they tend to be clashes sometimes, so you could do something that they do not like and they'll just tell you, hi, I don't like what you did. And it's not, I know I'm making it sound like it's super easy. I know it's not, believe me, I know it's not, but it's one of these things that you literally have to learn how to do step by step, gradually, because like I said, they're very, very important in our everyday relationships. So enough with the big talk. With this, I'm actually done with today's episode, I know. So stick around for the next episode. I'm going to be talking about how to deal with, you know, when you're the one who has, there's somebody does something to you and you don't actually like it. How do you go about it? What do you say? How do you handle it? Do you flare up? Do you shout? Do you scream? Or do you just call the person and say hi? I'll be talking about all of that in my next episode. So thank you, and once again, I'm sorry for just ghosting and just going off with that. See you next in the next episode. Have a lovely day. Bye.